Nolte, sleazy CNN falsely accuses Natalie Harp of jumping into the trunk of a car. By John Nolte on August 19, 2026. Sleazy CNN's chief mean girl, Erin Burnett, hit a low unseen on CNN since Jake Tapper interviewed Stormy Daniels to specifically ask her about Donald Trump's penis. After that creep Senator John Ossoff, DGA, pulled White House aide Natalie Harp out of relative obscurity to drag her through the mud, insinuating she's some kind whore having an affair with President Trump. It was to be expected that a far-left outlet like NLAL would scrape the bottom of every barrel available to further this narrative. Tuesday night, Burnett hosted Natalie Harp's own brother, 38-year-old Preston Harp, for a 10-minute segment where the classless sibling, wearing a Bud of California cap, and sounding like he's enjoyed too much California Bud, proceeded to mock and ridicule his sister's obsession with President Trump. CNN is so deranged with hate, Burnett acted like she had a big scoop from two sources confirming that Natalie Harp jumped into the trunk of a car to follow Trump. I don't link fake news. Erin Meow Burnett, two sources, Preston, are telling CNN that your sister was involved. Okay, back in October 2023. The context here is that Donald Trump's motorcade was gonna leave Trump Tower for a court appearance. Okay, and they were all getting into the motorcade. There was sort of a screaming match about who was getting in what car, and it turned out there wasn't room for Natalie. She said that Trump had personally asked her to come to this court appearance, so she needed to be in the car. Now, according to these sources, the end result is that your sister jumped into the trunk of one of the motorcade vehicles. Preston, hey bud, let's party, Harp. That's funny, I didn't even know about that. Erin Meow Burnett, what is your reaction to that? I mean, you're laughing, but you know her. Preston, hey bud, let's party, Harp. That's actually kind of sad. That's obsession. That's like an unhealthy obsession with someone if you're going to jump into the trunk of their car, like. Man alive. This was just pure vindictiveness wrapped in lies and disinformation. To begin with, in her expose promoting this segment, I don't link disinformation, Burnett contradicts what she said on the air. As you can see in the transcript above, Burnett used the word car, which made it sound like Natalie rode around like a hostage on the spare tire in the fetal position, hoping someone would remember to let her out once they reached the courthouse. But in her expose, Burnett admits that the vehicle was not a car, but an SUV. Oh, okay. Well, SUVs don't have trunks. SUVs have a hatchback that opens to the rest of the car and an open area for cargo. So, Natalie might not have sat in a seat, she might have sat on the floor in the SUV. But to say she jumped in the trunk of a car is a flat-out lie. With the understanding that Erin Burnett has already lied to her dumb viewers with her deliberate use of the words car and trunk, and with the understanding that CNN is responsible for or participated in almost all of this, Pete Hegseth bought millions in lobster for himself hoax. Zoran Mamdani was target of terror attack hoax. Trump quietly withdraws National Guard hoax. Only 14% of deportees are criminals hoax. Canadian mass shooter was female hoax. Melania Doc is a box office flop hoax. The rural America can't live without NPR/PBS hoax. The ICE detains 5-year-old hoax. The Hegseth kill everybody hoax. Trump destroying White House hoax. Trump didn't expect Iran to block Strait of Hormuz. Photo of starving Gaza baby hoax. Israeli troops murdered food-seeking Palestinians hoax. Trump tariffs will explode prices hoax. Maryland man hoax. Black newborns much more likely to die if docs white hoax. Elon Musk Nazi salute hoax. Mass hysterectomies performed on immigrants hoax. The all-white Trump party hoax. Springfield bomb threat hoax. Trump called for Liz Cheney to be executed hoax. Violent crime down under Biden/Harris hoax. Arlington Cemetery hoax. Kamala was never America's border czar hoax. Russia collusion hoax. Hands up, don't shoot hoax. Jussie Smollett hoax. Covington KK kids hoax. Very fine people hoax. 7-hour gap hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Trump trashes troops hoax. Policemen killed at mostly peaceful January 6th protest hoax. Rittenhouse hoax. Eating while black hoax. Border agents whipping illegals hoax. NASCAR news hoax. Georgia Jim Crow 2.0 hoax. Trump threatened Pope hoax. Trump assaulted Secret Service agents and grabbed steering wheel of beast hoax. MAGA assaulted Paul Pelosi hoax. COVID lab leak theory is racist hoax. Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation hoax. Joe Biden will never ban gas stoves hoax. COVID deaths are overcounted as a conspiracy theory hoax. Mass graves of Native children in Canada hoax. Trump killed Japanese koi fish hoax. Trump told people to drink bleach hoax. Hamas hospital hoax. If re-elected, Trump will execute people hoax. The 900,000 kids hospitalized with coronavirus hoax. Dozens of environmental hoaxes. The Alpha Bank hoax. Libs of TikTok murdered non-binary teen hoax. Aaron Rodgers Sandy Hook truther hoax. Bloodbath hoax. Biden sharp as attack hoax. Iowa poll hoax. Let's assume Natalie Harp did ride in the cargo area of an SUV for the few miles from Trump Tower to the courthouse. So what? Think about the context here. You're a young aide not only working for a former president of the United States, but it is late October 2023. He's still actively involved in politics, he's still the leader of the Republican Party. He's preparing to run again for president. And now he's personally asked you to accompany him. In that situation, you do what you gotta do. If my neighbor asked me to meet him somewhere and my only option was to open the hatch of the SUV and jump in the back, I'd do it. Hell, I've ridden in the bed of pickup trucks. There is no story here, which is why Aaron Burnett was forced to invent one. As far as Natalie Harp's brother, I don't even know what to say about a guy who would go on national television to do anything other than stand by and defend a family member. Somehow he caught George Conway disease. Honestly, I can't think of anything a family member of mine could do, including some terrible crime, where I would go on television to attack and ridicule them in this way. But what Preston Harp did was so much worse. Natalie Harp has done nothing wrong. She's the one being wronged here. She's the one that the Democrat Party and their allies in the fake media have singled out for their latest two-minute hate. And what does her brother do? Her own brother? He jumps on national TV to aid and abet a multinational corporation in holding his innocent sister up to the world to defame and humiliate her. What a low-life scumbag.